Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Always do appreciate your time with me. And, you know, I'm hearing all kinds of information or all kinds of complaints about Joey B. I guess forgiving $10,000 to $20,000 on each loan, student debt. And, you know, the obvious question, the funny one is to say, okay, so who pays my wife's? I mean, she busted hump to pay her student debt. Who pays her debt now? I mean, does she get the money back with interest? I mean, you got to ask. All right, head up to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. You know, Mike Lindell has made it available for us to, for all of us, you guys, to save money, me to make a few bucks. We keep Americans, working. Right? I mean, seriously, it's a great way to go. It's a great way to make it happen for them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Again, be part of the solution. It's the only way you can win. And as I said, you know, as I said earlier, why do they call it, you know, debt forgiveness, loan forgiveness? Who's paying it?
Somebody's paying it.
Right? No, come on, really. Somebody's paying it. We are. You and I is. And that's the part that they... Well, actually, that's not it. I don't even... Do you guys even think that most Americans even care that they're paying the bill? Most of these kids even care that somebody else is paying the bill? You got to ask, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is even sadder. I wasn't going to do this story, but I'm going to do it anyway. Because it's getting so far out in left field, right? The Children's Hospital, we talked about this the other night. The D.C. Children's Hospital, that was a Boston Children's Hospital, D.C. Children's Hospital now, they're offering gender affirmation, ready for this? Hysterectomies for kids. Kids. That's sad. Now, most of these hospitals now have gotten rid of the pages that give you the information on us, along with the video and the little audio clips. The minute they found out, gone. Wiped out. Is that sad? Okay, stop this. So this National Hospital in Washington, D.C. offered gender affirmation for hysterectomies. Oh, gender affirmation of kids. All right? For kids between the ages of 0 and 21, a recently deleted webpage shows an archived webpage from August 18th on Children's National Hospital website listed gender affirmation medical care and gender affirmation hysterectomy among services offered for patients between ages 0 to 21. Look, if you're not seeing really many Republicans, many conservatives buying into this. If you're a Democrat who really believes that a child less than one, look, I'll even play, okay? Less than 1 to 5 years old can decide that she doesn't want to be a she anymore, she wants to be a boy, go through the whole hysterectomy thing, have whatever they need to have removed so they don't grow breasts. There's something wrong with you. No, really. There's something wrong with you. You don't even let your kids eat what they want to eat between like 0 and 5. At least most of you don't. Because you know they're going to pick the stuff that isn't good for you, right? But you don't seem to care about this. This is life-altering, maybe life-killing. I wish some of you, there are detransitioning sites out there. Now, see, I'll get in trouble for this, but I don't really care. There's detransitioning sites out there. If you guys are honest about what you're trying to do, that you want to help these kids, you want to help these people, if you really mean that, then go to the detransition sites before you encourage somebody to have the operation. It's sick, is what it is. It's sick. Let me see if I can read this. See if they can make it any smaller. The headline read that the Children's National Hospital admitted to this. Specializing in gynecological care for children and teens. And you're going to have to wait till the other side of the break. So we'll see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Very simple man. Love you. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something more than nothing. I mean, seriously. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Let me bring him on because I always have so much fun when he joins us. Alfonso Rachel, we lovingly refer to him as Zoe, and Zoe joins me, and we talk about the
craziest, craziest stuff going on in the world, in the news, in the whatever you want to call it.
It ain't hard to find.
You'd have to be in a coma not to be able to find it. Right? I mean, seriously. I was just doing a story before you came on. Which should... you need to have one of those blood pressure watches on so I can watch it right as we're talking, you know? But apparently, you know, Boston Children's Hospital, for the longest time, had... they were doing gender or, you know, coaching or consulting or whatever you want to call it, on gender, changes. You know, I mean, not so much transgenderism, but they started very young giving these kids hormone blockers and mastectomies and all this other fun stuff. Now, I thought that was crazy enough.
Yeah.
But now you have Children's Hospital in Washington, D.C., are offering, drum roll please, gender affirmation hysterectomies for kids between the ages of 0 to 21. Zero. Hello? Zero. Like what, 1 minute old? What happens? Congratulations, it's a girl. Mommy goes, no, it ain't. It wants to be a boy. Get to work. I mean, seriously.
So much for the gender reveal parties. So,
no, you know what it is? It's, hey, welcome to the gender reveal. Frankly, I don't know. Well, just hide what it's here.
What was the name of it again? The
It's Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C.
Now, isn't that where the...
Gender affirmation hysterectomies.
Is that like a... Not like a... like St. Jude's or Shriners, where they take like donations and they help kids, you know, basically.
Yeah.
So they're taking people's donations, and this is what they're doing with it.
Yeah, what's your problem? You don't want to have these. You don't want these infants who can't even speak. You don't want them to have a say in who they are. Oh, Zoe, you're cold.
Well, you know, I mean, that's the argument of why it's okay to kill them too. It's like, well, hey, if the kid can't even make up their own mind. I mean, heck, man, they're not going to know if you wipe them out of existence anyway. So, you know, it's weird, man. It's like, okay, a kid, when it comes to changing their sex around, that kid is definitely, even though I guess they're a clump of cells, you should wait until they can decide what gender they're going to be.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You're enjoying this too much. I mean, seriously. I mean, I'm telling you, Jesus is sitting there going, wait, what?
Right? Yeah, I mean, you know, the Lord's like, and he's probably like, you know, looking, you know, the Trinity is like, you know, looking at themselves, like shaking their head going, yeah, we knew how this was going to go down. There's no excuse for it. You know, but it's like, you know, didn't we say in the beginning that I created you male and you a female?
Don't you be spreading that propaganda on this show. You know that book was written by a bunch of old white guys that, you know, that want the things a certain way. You know that's true.
Oh, man. Yeah, those are some, let me see, white guys with names like, I don't know, Ishmael. let's see, you know, Israel. I don't know. That doesn't like sound like white. But yeah, man, it's
funny though, right? I mean, seriously, they don't even have enough horse sense to know, and they do say that about the Bible. They don't; these guys weren't white.
Yeah, it's none of that in his lineage, and that's not saying anything about, you know, white people. It's just in the same instance, you know, Jesus wasn't black either. You know, it's like you got people that are trying to, you know, claim, you know, Jesus for their own, you know, race. It's like, no, dude, it doesn't work the way. It never said that Jesus is black. Matter of fact, the Bible does say, give a heavy implication of what color he is. Adam was ruddy color. David, ruddy colored. You know, you get these pictures of what Jesus may have looked like and what his complexion would have looked like. He was more likely ruddy colored. He wasn't white. He wasn't black. He was ruddy colored.
I don't know. I'm having a hard time with this because all the pictures I saw as a kid, he had he had blonde hair, white skin, blue eyes. Very nice complexion, and I think you're blaspheming my Jesus. So,
I mean, Michelangelo model.
Right, exactly. There you go. With the disproportionate long finger. But it's true. People get locked into these things and they can't get away from them. They really can't, and they don't know what to do with themselves. Yeah. And I watch the fight. I enjoy watching the fights on Facebook on what color Jesus was. And it happens so often. And I don't know if you agree with me. I don't think we've talked about this. I don't care. Does it really matter? Is that an area we're supposed to fight with?
Well, I mean, it's not a point of, like, caring what, you know, color he was. But the thing is that folks need to understand, because a lot of folks will say that and say, well, it shouldn't matter what color he is. Well, why do you have pictures of white Jesus if it doesn't matter? But the thing is, it does absolutely matter his nationality and his complexion. They absolutely matter because Yeshua was a Jew. And the Redeemer is going to come through a particular nation. These are how you narrow down who he is. He can't just be anybody. And when he shows up, they had to have a profile upon which to recognize him. Like I said, Adams, when you break down his name, included in the meaning of his name is ruddy colored. And Jesus is also referred to the son of David. And David is specifically, his complexion is given, is that he was ruddy colored. So Jesus, the son of David, when he shows up, he's going to have these attributes, these characteristics about it. She's supposed to be able to say, yeah, you sound exactly like the archetypes. You're looking like Moses, man. I'm seeing Moses in you. I'm seeing Absalom. I'm seeing David. I'm seeing Samson. You're seeing all these archetypes who make a profile of what Jesus is supposed to look like.
Yeah, I just don't spend a whole bunch of... Now, okay, I get what you're saying for factual reasons. I don't spend a whole bunch of time on that. If I show up in, not that you will be, but if I show up and Jesus is like charcoal black, so what? I'm sure he's still going to hug me. I'm going to hug him, tell him how much I love him, and move on. Amen. From there. Go check out Peter and Paul, you know? Yo, man, right. I'll be back in a minute. So, Joe was senior host. I'm going to get emails on this one, I know I am. Joe was senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top Fed Reserve official said he'd toss a coin to decide on a potential interest rate hike next month. Speaking to the Wall Street Journal, Atlanta Fed President Rafael Bostic says he's unsure how much the central bank would raise rates. Specifically, he was talking about either a half point or three quarters of a point increase. Investigators say the McKinney fire in California was potentially sparked by a 60-foot-tall ponderosa pine leaning on power lines. The largest fire in the state, burning over 60,000 acres and killing four people, is still under investigation. A federal judge is getting ready to decide if the affidavit used to execute the search warrant at former President Trump's home in Florida will be unsealed. This comes after the Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions. USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's...
We are back. I like it. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-905-7329.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know that. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, which means that you're part of the solution. Let me bring him on. Always appreciate his time with me, too. Alfonso Rachel joins me. He does every week. Always love the time we spend together. We call him Zoe. He is the... What are you again? You're the host. You ready? The Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, the Zopian Den, the Zoloft, co-host of SoulFoodRadio.net, and, you know, I was with some pastors last night, and I was telling them about you. And because, I look, we had one of them that was, might have been one of them, the Thou prayers, you know. And so I just said, you know, see that Anti-Funny Duddy, that thing, that's for guys like me and you, where, you know, you kind of get it in New English and the way I can understand it, and I don't have to go look it up every word, because even the dictionary don't have the words in there because they're so old. You know what I'm saying? But the people, you got to catch the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study. That's always a lot of fun. You're all out on your own site now, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I'm still doing stuff on YouTube because, I mean, it's traffic. When you're shadow banned, man, it's just hard to get traffic. So I still do some videos on there, which people still, you know, are oblivious to the page. But I do have my website, bronzeserpentmedia.com.
Oh, good. That's where you can check it out. So, hey, you know, you lived in California, and you lived in a pretty remote area, correct? Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't know if you were aware of this just before you left, but they signed a law in California that by the year 2035, you can't sell gas-powered vehicles anymore. Now, I can already see the look on your face. Now, can you imagine driving up the 99 or even the 5 freeway to Sacramento, because you want to take in all the scenery, going up to 1 in these very remote areas, and you run out of battery power? I mean, these things aren't there yet. You got 300 miles on a charge, right? You have to buy a car, and you got to buy like a Honda 2500 generator, you know, that kind of thing. In case you run out of, well, I guess you wouldn't run out of fuel. You run out of electricity. Really?
Yeah.
You're not a planet killer. You do what you can to make sure you don't pollute any more than you have to. But this is nuts.
Totally, man. It's, I mean, that's going to change the whole dynamic of getting a jump. You know, you get a jump to, like, you know, help, you know, jump the car, but, like, just trying to full-on recharge a battery to, like, just keep a car going, man. It's like, look, man, I need those crank amps. I just need a quick little jump for that. But, you know, this right here, no, that's, man, they're gearing people to, they're gearing up people to be trapped in California, man, is what they're doing. Because, you know, them U-Haul trucks have got really expensive for people trying to leave California, and they ain't got no gas. Whatever it is that they're going to be trying to get a hold of, that's going to be available to them to try to get out of California, just ain't going to be. They're not going to be able to afford it. Yeah.
Well, people, I mean, this is a bigger part of this, right? If you think about it, first of all, they want to get carbon emissions down to zero in California. I'm thinking, okay, so what are you going to do with the power plants? Right? How are you going to charge these things? There's actually silent conversations around reactivating some of the nuclear power plants. Right? And I'm going, wow, you guys, you just, somebody finally went, hey, listen, Newsom, we got a problem. and 2 weeks ago, there was a notice from Southern California Edison that says, the grid is being taxed to its capacity. We ask that you not turn on all the electricity in your house save as much as you can. And I'm thinking, wow, what if we all had electric cars? Nobody would be able to go to work?
Yeah. Because, oh, man, we got a rolling blackout, man. I can't charge my car.
Yeah, so, hey, boss. Yeah, I can't come to work today. Apparently they had a rolling blackout last night, and my car didn't charge at all. But thanks. Appreciate it. And by the way, by law, you now have to pay me for that day off. Great. Okay, have a nice day. And so you get that. And then you're not going to sell gas cars. So what are the gas companies going to do with the gas stations here in California? They're going to start shutting them down? What happens to a guy like me who's going to refuse to give up his gas power car? Am I going to have to convert it to electricity or something? And you got me on a roll. And I'm watching this thing on YouTube on how you can replace and or repair your Tesla battery in your car. Because one of the problems they have in these rural areas, can you guess? Huh? Can you guess? When you have a gas-powered car, the rodents go after all the rubber hoses, don't they? And the electrical wires. This guy pulls down one of the safety things in the battery, and it's got rat turd all in it, and it's been chewed through. And I'm going, yeah, that looks like it's going to work out really well.
How about that, man? And, you know, the thing is, you know, they try to make it out to be where it's like, we're against this kind of technology. It's like, look, man, we're not. We're just against the way that you guys go about by doing it. I mean, you act like, you know, this stuff is supposed to be the answer to environmentalism. Them batteries is full-on toxic, you know. And you know, those windmills and stuff like that, those things are motors. They still need oil. You know, you got to oil them.
They're made by petroleum.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, exactly. Petroleum plays such a huge factor in them being made, being shipped, being operated. It's like, y'all ain't done nothing to solve the issue. You know, and the thing is, you know, we don't have a problem with it. It's just going about it wrong. Like, and if you want to create electricity, that clean energy, oh, you mean you guys want to rely on that nuclear power? Yeah. We kind of like looking at each other. It's like, yeah. If you want to charge your cars with that, that's fantastic. That's good. Now you guys are starting to be practical. But, you know, it took you long enough. And
yeah. I love it. I'm sorry. I just love this. Because, again, the circular conversation or logic that they're using, you come back to saying, how do you charge these cars? How do you they want to get rid of natural gas in the homes. They want to get rid of all these things to the house. They want to go total electric. And I go, really? So you want electric water heaters, electric stoves, electric this, electric that. Everything's going to be done in electric, except when we start taxing the grid, then what?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? And how are you going to provide the electricity? You think you're going to go to the desert and put a gazillion acres of solar panels up?
Yeah,
I've seen what happens to them when they're left alone.
Man, they're so worried about, you know, oil rigs and stuff like that taking up, you know, you're ruining the scenery and stuff like that. Man, like, say, for instance, I was in the Coachella Valley of California, and, man, there's like 75,000 acres of windmills. And it's like, you guys, it takes like 20 minutes to drive through the field of windmills. And it's on a popular freeway. It's on I-10. You know, and it's like, you guys aren't worried about all this taking up the natural scenery. That's okay. But don't put up an oil rig. Come on.
You know, the one-fifth of automakers, they're trying to get it so they can get to, for California by 2035, right? They're saying, okay, only one-fifth of the automakers will be ready for the by 2035, right? And they're going to have to be hybrids. We can't do it with the grid and with everything else. They're not going to be able to do what they want to do. So we'll see what happens there, right? So they run on batteries and the gas. So what are you going to do? Are you going to make the car out of solar panels? Or maybe you have to go to hydrogen. I don't know. Which, you know, that's always safe.
So, man, you're going to have desert areas in California look like Mos Eisley, man. People like run around, drive around in their flipping solar-powered cars. And
this stuff never stops. It just never, ever stops. All right. Let me see. What else have we got? Let's have some fun with some of these. Because there is so much crazy stuff going on out there. We could do like 2 hours of this. You really could. So Fairfax County Public Schools say that the parent consent is not needed for gender change on school forms. Yeah, again, your kids aren't yours. They belong to the government. We'll help you. New training materials for teachers in Fairfax County shows that students can change their name, pronoun, or school documents without parental consent. Got nothing. We've been talking about this for years. Got nothing.
Man, I could have used that when I was in school. All the schooling that I ditched. That way, if somebody called my mom and said, "Hey, we haven't seen Alfonso Rachel in school today," I'd be like, "That's not me. They ain't calling talking about me. I changed my name. I'm somebody else. I was in school."
Oh God, it's just, it's amazing all the things. Think about it. You know. I kind of prophesized about this, if you want to get goofy about it, in my book. I say, in my first chapter, absolutes, absolutely not. The left cannot let you have absolutes like man, woman. I went right down the list. And man, it's in full swing right now. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Zoe after this.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't?
So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Not part of the problem. You know, before I bring him on, this is just great. You know, years ago we used to read these stories about, you study history, you find out that, what was the big thing they used to steal back in the, you know, the 20s, 30s, whatever, when booze was prohibited, right? Prohibition on booze. What I loved about it, again, what did they do? They were stealing it, they were reselling it, doing the underground thing. Well, today, God bless. There's been a ring of diesel fuel thefts going on. And they just recovered 500 gallons of stolen diesel fuel. And I was saying to myself, my God, think about that. That's like white gold now. Or whatever color diesel fuel is. Brown gold, whatever. Don't really care. But I think it's hilarious that now they're stealing gasoline for all intents and purposes. Shows where we come to. 855-REAL-JOHN. Look at him. 855-732-5. I mean, come on, Zoe. Think about it. Right? I mean, it was booze that they were stealing at one time because it was outlawed. This stuff you just can't get your hands on because it's too expensive.
Yeah, some of that booze you could actually put in your tank. Man, it was
that much. Yeah. Moonshine. Yeah.
Moonshine. Yeah. And that's what some of their gas is now, isn't it? Corn or something like that? That's what moonshine is, ain't it?
Well,
corn?
Yeah, you're allowed to put X amount of ethanol in your tank. I don't know, because it pollutes the air or something? I don't know. Cows do, I guess. Whatever.
But I guess what's next? So they're going to go from stealing gas? I guess since cars are going electric, they're going to be stealing each other's electricity?
Yeah, right? You get the power lines that people run from one house to another, you know, right? Yeah.
Right?
No, I love the again, you look around, you see every house has got these solar panels, and none of them are the same. Like, one of them has a row of five, one of them has a row, like, there's three and then two below it. And then, you know, you're going, okay, who decides, now that we look like an industrial center after a while, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
And with liberals, man, see, that's the selling point of it, though, Joe. It's like, they think, when they think sunshine and they think wind, they got people suckered on thinking that this is free, available, sustainable energy. It's like, sure, yeah, the sunshine is free, but, you know, building a facility to change it and convert it into energy for you, that stuff ain't free. You know, and the same thing with the wind power, to be able to convert it into energy, that stuff's not free. And even if we did follow, like, the Tesla model, where it's like you could just go ahead and draw energy from the ground, I guarantee you that the liberals in government are going to find a way to tax and regulate the snot out of you, and you will wish that you had never heard of Tesla.
Well, that's why, you know, I love the fact that when they were, what was it, we have a carpool lane, right? If you had an electric car, you could be that carpool lane all you wanted, pushing people towards electric cars, pushing people towards carpooling, and all of a sudden, what happened? The revenue from gasoline tax took a nosedive. So then, now they're screaming, and they're going, you know, we're thinking this gas tax thing, that ain't so hot. How about we do a mileage tax?
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
If people voted for it. If people voted, it's like, dude, you guys voted to put that in, and you kept Gavin Newsom? Man.
So, it's like, yeah, you know, it's not fair just to charge you for gasoline. You might be, you know, taxing it. You might be using it in your lawnmower. And gas tax is used to fix the road, so that's just wrong. So we're going to charge you mileage tax, and that way there, you know, we know you're driving the road. We know the road needs to be repaired. What? No. We won't be repealing the gas tax. Of course not. Think about it. And then what are they going to charge you to get rid of the battery? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Because, right, they got that, what is it, that electronic something disposal fee, $8 for a monitor, $12 for a computer part. I mean, they charge you to throw away electronics.
Yeah, and they want you to throw it away a certain way. You can't just throw it away. You got to have it disposed of. Probably because they want those rare earth elements that are in it.
Yeah, they send them to India.
Oh man!
And the kids are there in Swaller trying to, you know, pull the parts and pieces and the gold and silver that's in there, because a lot of silver used in a computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Right. They make they actually no sense whatsoever. It's sad. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, man, and like I said, the stuff that they make these electric cars out of is far more toxic. I don't think we even our regulations won't even allow us to make that stuff here, or manufacture that stuff. That stuff has to be outsourced because it's so toxic. You know.
Well, think about the fact that a lot of product is produced in China because it would cost too much to do what? To follow the regulations here in America, so they send it to China. Now, does that mean that they're following the regulations at a cheaper price? No, I don't think so at all. And they use child labor. They do all these things and mistreat their people.
Yeah.
And yet, we're buying this stuff like crazy when it comes back here, and we're complaining about local companies, right? Doing this, and going, wait a minute. So, it's okay to pollute China, but it's not okay to pollute here. It's okay to, you know, work kids in China, but it's not okay to do it here. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Just needed to understand.
Man, it's a weird thing about what's okay and what's not okay. It's like China is like, look, man, we don't care. As long as our military is fortified, you know, we'll be just fine. However, one thing that we will not do is pollute our people with American movies. We'll let you tap into our, you know, billion-dollar market of sending your movies over here, but we're going to edit the snot out of them. But you guys make sure that you and we'll make sure that you got funding to make all those crazy movies that you want to mess up your culture with. But you ain't going to do that to us. We'll pollute ourselves with this other stuff. We'll pollute the air. We'll pollute the water. But, well, we don't need American stuff to pollute the minds of the Chinese.
You know,
we already...
Somebody's pointed it out to me, and I don't know how true this is. I got to check out. But I believe it because I know... They said, look, at when you go through the supermarket, I want you to know that 30% of the food in there has ingredients in it that is illegal in other countries. Okay? You cannot put it in the food. You cannot serve it to a human being. It's illegal in other countries. What does that tell you? I mean, we're supposed to be this enlightened nation. What does that tell you? Right? So I just thought it was interesting. I said, I got to check that out because the fact of the matter is that at first that I believe it is telling. Because I know this kind of garbage that they're giving us, right?
Yeah.
So, no, it's very, very interesting, very, very, I won't say funny, but whatever. So, well, I told you during the break, I don't understand what the problem is here. In North Carolina, the gay pride event is slammed over the video of a young child on a stripper pole. I told you, I used to climb poles all the time when I lived in Boston, you know, climb the light poles up to the top. Anyway, the... this young kid is on a stripper pole. It was a great gay pride event in North Carolina. And the pole was like the feature thing at the event. And the kids were able to try it out, see what it's like. And, okay. Well, you know, one of the first stories I remember doing on the show, my wife was like staring at me the whole time. It was, it was pole dancing mommy and me classes. Okay, no joke. Pole dancing, mommy and me classes. And some of the poses, I'm telling you, if I had those pictures on my computer in and of themselves, I probably would have gone to jail for having child pornography on the computer. But somehow it was okay to do and plaster all over the place and actually put in a magazine in that area, up in, I think it was Northern California, as you know, as a class you could take with your children. I'm sure Daddy's so proud, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, it depends on if your mommy is your daddy or your daddy is your mama.
Oh, yeah, thank you for that.
Really? I mean, who's your daddy? I mean, I don't know. But
daddy? Man, no. What's a daddy? I don't
right,
know. Can you define
you
a daddy?
You got to get my parental pronouns correct and all that sort of stuff. Man, okay, so, and they say that this isn't grooming. We're not grooming them. They say, yeah, I think you are. Man, it's like the Asherah poles are making a comeback, ain't they? These abominations that people would do on high places. Yeah, here we are again. And, you know, and by the way, I mean, yeah, you know, when we was kids, you know, on the lampposts and stuff like that, that's one thing, man. But I don't think you were probably spinning around that pole and, you were probably not wearing a mankini or anything like that and probably didn't have a wig or something, when you were spinning around that pole. Somebody definitely would have arrested you if he was doing that.
Some old guy would have been, get down from there. What's wrong with you? You look stupid.
You get down from there. You are a boy, right? You get down from there.
Oh my God. I look at this stuff. And I have to scratch my head because, you know, the gay pride parades, when you see them, I think we should have a heterosexual pride parade. Based on the fact that when you look at the gay pride, it is not like, I don't know, those professionals or whatever, and I've had these conversations with all my gay friends before, I go, what are you doing? I mean, you got a guy walking around with a little holster that he has his male part in, and that's all he has on. I mean, what's so prideful? It's a small holster. I would be proud. I mean, what's the prideful thing there? Okay? And go ahead.
No. Well, I was going to say, man, well, you know that the LGBT is separating themselves from the transgender
movement.
They're trying to, yeah.
So, very upset. That's been going on for a long time. I'd like to see them do it. Their complaint is it's not the same. We have our parts and pieces we know belong to us. We just want to use them different than you do. You know? We don't want to cut off nothing. Anyway, quick, tell people where to get a hold of you.
Thanks, man. I'm at BronzeSerpentMedia.com, Zoloft, the Zopium Den, Soul Food go. Radio, Sledge X.
Sledge X. Joe Mazzini, your host. Got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. Oh, God.